Good afternoon. And I've got two absolutely magical, but very, very different in approach, ciders, right? Bottled ciders. And one of them is Somerset, but one of them is from Italy. So here's something really new. I think the Somerset one is going to look really fantastic in our profiling of, you know, various Herefordshire Somerset ciders, and later in the year, some Kentish ciders. So, Thatcher's Katie, single variety, 7.4%. That's a big cider. And we're going to see what kind of colour this one is. It's made with 100% British Katie apples, lovingly pressed at our family farm in Somerset. It's got a refreshing sparkle and a crisp finish, according to the label. It's a light, fragrant, medium dry. So this one's going to be pretty exciting, but let's open the Italian Angioletti Reserva Craft Italian Cider, 6%, so it's a decent cider, and it's just in this loving, lovely little Prosecco style bottle. It's absolutely amazing. And on the top of the bottle, there's the Italian flag. Yeah, I'll do a picture. But what does it say? Made from Italian apple juice. Doesn't really say anything else. But it's a kind of novelty, and it's, I mean, it'd be amazing for parties. Really does look fantastic. So let's get these off, tops off, and bottoms up, and into glasses. So I've got a traditional pint glass for the Katie's, and I've got a couple of apples as well. And I've got an actual crystal Prosecco glass for the Angioletti. Okay, so the Katie's is absolutely, you know, a really beautiful champagne-esque, very, very pale gold. That's going to look fantastic, I think. Just see if I can get a quick picky of that. So, there we go. That's that one. Now, let's see what this one's going to be like in the Prosecco glass, okay? So, they're probably not dissimilar ciders, although I'm sure the Katie will be a lot sharper. Wow, I just love this little bottle. It's so amazing. I'd much rather have this, to be honest, than a small bottle of sparkling wine. And what is the difference between sparkling grape juice and sparkling apple juice at the end of the day, really? You know, we probably make too much fuss about it all. So let's just do a picture of that one. There we go. I'll tart those up a little bit in a minute. But yeah, it says, you know, it's not something completely new for me to drink cider from a wine glass. It's a nice idea. But anyway, let's go for the Angioletti, 6%. Who knows what this is going to provide. Vero Sidro Italiana Reserva. Well, it's not a million miles off an Asti Spumante. There's two kinds of cider drinkers, right? There's the real aficionados who want oak mature. They want anything from about 7% upwards. And there's the other people who are happy up to about 6%. And they like a sweeter, lighter, more refreshing cider. Possibly even one of these ones with berries and cherries and strawberries and lime. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, because it's a fruit-based drink, just like wine is. And, you know, why not experiment a bit, right? But you're probably definitely going to be one or the other. So If you're the fruity, you know, spumante, want fun bubbles, they're not challenging. There's no sort of bitter aftertaste. It's just fun, fizzy, and sweet. Or, you know, it goes up to a certain brut, if you like, and that, and you will sell that's dry, and your dry cider lover will say, "Good gracious, no, that's sweet." And this is kind of where this one is. This one is right on the boundary. So I think that, you know, aficionado, strong cider, probably scrumpy cider lover, would drink this, but just as a one-off, you know, now and again for a party, it's that type of thing. This is as far as they're going to go in that sweeter direction. Okay, if you like Prosecco or Asti, you're going to adore this. It's an adorable, adorable drink. The bottle is adorable. The beautiful colour, which is very silver. It's a silver drink. And the very busy, lovely bubbles. Again, just giving each guest one, two, three of these, well chilled, and a nice Prosecco glass. You know, and a bottle opener could be a much more memorable afternoon if you're doing alfresco or something, maybe a hog roast, you know, than just endless Prosecco, because everyone likes Prosecco, but it's got to that point where it's a bit boring. I think this would be something whereby your guests would always remember. They'd not only always remember your party, they'd always remember that date on that summer. I remember the 29th of June 2019. It was a boiling day. It was oh, let me think. No, it was over 100 degrees, right? And people were playing table tennis. They were swimming. And they had the most glorious piano and saxophonist playing as well. It was just one of those lifetime afternoons. And first of all, there was a Victorian afternoon tea with Victoria sponge, cucumber sandwiches, all every type of sandwich you could imagine. And then later in the evening, there was a hog roast, and there was a drinks tent, marquee, if you like. So you could just have anything from, you know, pink Fever Tree to BrewDog, zero alcohol, to both pink and silver Prosecco. And I think there were probably cans of beer, you know, as well. But I just loved it. I didn't go to the drinks tent. It came to me, you know, as I was playing, people just lined up the glasses on my piano. They're mostly pink, because if they weren't pink, I popped in a surreptitious pink Fever Tree to pinken the silver up, you see, which, you know, I thought it was fun. I really did. It was one of my most glorious afternoons in my entire life. And I got paid, and when I went home, my car boot was full, not only of all my musical instruments, but every available little bit of space had drinks, you know, alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks just crammed into the back of my car as a thank you. And I'd had the most marvellous, I just adore hog roast, it's so good, you know. And I dipped my feet in the swimming pool and everything, it was so good. And it's that type of afternoon. It was at an old rectory at Brenzett, right next door to the ancient old church, which I haven't been in yet because it's locked. But it was that type of afternoon, you know, really leisurely, and these would be fantastic. Possibly a little bit more of an intimate setting, you know, on a, you know, patio or something with a more formal long table with, you know, a meal and family or whatever. But that, you know, they just, this is a spectacular drink because it's very, very delicious, but it's absolutely packaged for the most memorable effect. So you do go down to Sainsbury's and you can get three of those for £6.50, or they're £3 each. I think for a lighter style of cider, 6% is absolutely spot on. Would I think it was any type of sparkling wine? No, and I'll tell you why. The colour's all right. The bubbles are good. In fact, they're a little bit busier than a lot of sparkling wines, but it doesn't taste apple-y. I mean, it does taste apple-y, like a juicy dessert apple, if you used your imagination, but that's not going to come across immediately. It's ever so slightly fruit sweet than most sparkling wines will be, and it hasn't got that nasty headachy back hit that so many poorly made cheap sparkling wines have. And I mean, up to 20, £25, they can still be cheaply made, okay? You can always tell a badly made wine because it will hit at the back of your skull, especially on a hot day, and it's just going to make you feel headachy and tired. This doesn't do that, so this is excellent. It's just a little bit, the sweetness is a bit different to what I would expect from a perry or a wine. But most of all, and it is subtle, the texture is just a little bit, tiny bit heavier than a grape would give you. But those are very subtle differences, and they're very extraordinarily beautiful. If you're fed up of giving your guests the same old, you've absolutely got to try this. Italy, 6% craft cider and Chioletti. I've drunk most of that glass before. It's absolutely beautiful, and I could easily drink, a massive case of them all evening. So let's move on to Thatcher's Katie, and I personally think that this is the finest thing to come out of Thatcher's, which at the moment is the most widely available Somerset cider, easily available, but my favourite, of course, is Sheppey's. Okay, so hopefully I'm going to showcase Sheppey's with an actual visit to Somerset a bit later in the year when I've got some money, which is always useful, So 100% British Katie cider's medium dry. Now, to look at, it's practically the same as ever. So we're getting a real, very, very like gold silver look. And there's quite a froth on the top, which is so resplendent of Thatcher's. So if you look very carefully at the A on Thatcher's, you'll see that the A is actually an apple with a leaf. Now, this is a whole different ball game. I would never ever have supposed that this one was stronger by 1.4% alcohol than the other one. This one comes across as being like, say, 5% alcohol. It's a massively fulsome cider. I had their Founder's Cider, the last one I got last night, and to be honest, I have to say I didn't really like it, so I blended it with Sainsbury's Dry, original dry cider, which is a perfectly good, absolutely usable cider. It's a 2.90 for four cans. Just buy it because it's extraordinary. And if you put blackcurrant squash in it, you've got your, dark fruit cider. It's perfect. So this one is absolutely splendid. It's not giving me like one single flavor profile, which I say, oh yeah, I can really identify this as Katie. In fact, most ciders I identify as the color because they are all quite distinctly different colors. And when it comes to Western, most of their ciders are a medium to dark gold. Right, because the apples of different counties in Britain are quite different. It's our best world-class product that we make in this country, cider. Again, the texture is thicker. This one is the texture is thicker than most ciders. I just didn't think the Founder's Cider came across well at all. Again, it was that sensation of, something steel kicking at the back of my head, that headachey feeling coming on. But it was fine when I'd mixed it with the Sainsbury's. Sorry. So what I'm getting here is it's all about the colour, the slight frothiness, which is unique to Thatcher's, and the texture. But it's not so much about the flavour. I'm just contemplating. It's very, very delicious, very refreshing. I could easily drink this one all evening, but I wouldn't get the effervescent pleasure out of that one as I do out of this Italian. I do feel the Italian one is a, you know, we don't know how it's made, and the fact that it says apple juice sort of makes you think, what's going on there? You know, was there some concentrate in there or whatever? Because normally you would say made from Italian apples rather than Italian apple juice. We don't talk about British cider being made from juice unless it's a pile of shite, basically. But I'm thrilled with it. So my two biggest sort of exciting finds in ciders so far this year were the Dunkerton of Herefordshire and this one, the Angioletti, right? But completely different. I mean, they're both actually 6%. I think I'm going to have to do a tasting of those two side by side, aren't I? Because they represent the very, very best in the two different camps of cider. Like the cider, which is almost a perry, which this one is. And a perry, as we know, has been formerly marketed as baby sham, as in, you know, it's something lightly, slightly sophisticated and fun, and you can put brandy in it, and it's a little bit like champagne, but much cheaper. And I think, you know, at least two generations of, I'm going to say it, women, at least two generations of women drinkers who just wanted a light little drink at a party or an occasion or when they went out, they didn't want to feel drunk, but they just wanted to release their inhibition. I mean, it's a perfect drink for non-drinking women. It's beautiful, it's amazing, and you can put an olive or one of those, you know, cherries, through a cocktail stick, and you just pop it in, and it's just a little bit of fun. It really was, you know, a beautiful drink for a couple of generations, and I don't know if they still make it, because I never see it, but then I don't look for it, you know. I do think perry, that type of perry, is one of the most undersung alcohols there is out there, and we should celebrate it and make a lot more of it. I really do think that. And so this one is obviously apples, it's not perry, but just going to have a little bit more. I mean, I'm thrilled with it as a discovery for a different type of cider. I'm going to have to do the blood orange cider on to next, but I do think this Katie, right, is the finest thing that Thatcher's have to offer, and that's a fact, but it's not going to really hit you much as a taste. It's more the overall effect. And it is 7.4%. So get two or three of those down you, and you're going to be talking gibberish in no time. Oh, yes, you are. Whereas at 6%, depending on your alcoholic disposition, you should be able to talk fairly sensible rubbish all evening without slurring your eshish too much. It's a lovely, isn't it? It's a lovely summer evening. Yeah, it's so nice to see all these lovely people. Oh, Russia, she lovely. Bong. Yeah, I mean, people do talk gibberish most of the time, don't they? And why shouldn't they on a lovely summer evening in a party situation, especially if you've got a beautiful saxophonist? Oh, I must do a sax recital one of these days. And what else am I going to do? I'm going to do the Angioletti against the Dunkertons, which is kind of, whoa, you know, that's like, whoa, that's like putting the flat earth up against the globe, or the new world order up against the old world, or whatever, you know. It's two seismic effects that are just going to rasp up against one another. Beautiful. So I probably advertise that one as what cider should be and what cider shouldn't be. But both of them are absolutely excellent in their own way. So yes, if you want some party trick. This one's the one for summer 2026. It's utterly, splendidly amazing. And the other one, Katie, is also amazing in her own way. You know, she's a bit of an opera singer, Katie. She really is. So, yeah, I shall be saving up my pennies and looking forward to going down and doing a bit of a cider epic in Somerset, probably sort of September, early October, I expect. Could be a good time because it's the harvest time. So if I just time it right, which I won't, but if I did, I would manage to get some cider apple variety apples on the trees, which I haven't done before because I've done, you know, cider apple blossom, which is beautiful, really beautiful. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful things in the entire world. And you will get bullfinches, goldfinches, and also the humble sparrow sort of nestling in there. And we must remember the queen of birds, the wren. She may be small, but she has plenty to say for herself. So, yeah, I'm really, really pleased with these. They're not big, you know, mighty, strong, dark gold ciders this afternoon, but they will keep me going. And I'm going to have battered haddock with onion rings and something. It might be baked beans, it might be peas, it might be coleslaw, and some tartare sauce and a bit of lemon juice. Okay, but I just fancy cider. I'm not saying that's the best food pairing in the world. I'm saying it's a fairly decent one and you should consider it. And also consider exchanging chips for onion rings or just nothing, because, you know, chips are great on their own or with an egg, but they just wreck any other meal. That's what I have to say about chips, okay? Even if they are done in beef dripping, which is the only thing to do them in, if I might say so. Yeah. Now, I'm just going to give you a final tip here. I know I've talked for a while, but you could tell cider and the ambience of cider is probably my greatest joy in life, actually. And what you want to do, you so seriously want to do this. I know you won't do it because I just said what you want to do. I should have framed it differently. I should have said what you definitely don't want to do is to get yourself down to a place called Watchet. Watchet is next to Blue Anchor Bay. Doesn't that send little quivers of anticipation for you? Which it should, but of course it won't. On the Minehead Coast, okay? Now, Watchet has a fish and chip shop, and next to it, it has a cider pub. It's the only cider pub I've ever met, and the only other thing it does apart from cider is Guinness. If you know ciders, or you want to know ciders, get yourself to that pub. Get somewhere to stay in Watchet. I've stayed in Watchet. It's all right. And just to cap the whole thing, get yourself a ticket from Bishop's Lydiard, you know, Bishop's Lydiard via Stogumber and Willerton, and watch it. I think Blue Anchor Bay and Dunster are just up towards, they're creeping towards Minehead. And so you've got Dunster Castle and that wonderful little market thingy in Dunster, right? That, I mean, seriously, I can't recommend it on a hot day, but walk from the station. Dunster Station itself is just drop dead gone back in time. Right, you want time travel, you need to get off the steam train at Dunster Station. You have so bloody well got time travel. I mean, you have to use a Victorian penny to get into the ladies' loo. That's how time travel it is. It's just time travel, okay? Dunster Station, and then walk up to Dunster Castle and have some tea. I don't think they've got a restaurant, but somewhere's got a restaurant somewhere, you know, or take your own or whatever. It's so Enid Blyton and before that, you know, Edith Nesbit, whoever you want. I mean, Charles Dickens, if you want. I don't think he probably went there, but it always reminds me of St. Dunstan's, but it's slightly different. It's Dunster, right? That's a absolutely top tip. And then if you can get off at Blue Anchor Bay, you're going to thank me for that one. And I've always wanted to get off or on at Stogumber, because not many places are called Stogumber, are they? It sort of rhymes with cucumber, but not quite, you know. And most of the stations have second-hand books, so there's something to do. You know, you can enjoy the flowers, because they all have flowers, they have railway lines, they have old-fashioned ticket offices, and they have second-hand books. And old-fashioned tickets, real old-fashioned tickets. You know, those little cardboard rectangles, that's right, that get those weird little incisements from a real ticket-collecting punch thing, yeah? It's that good. That's the West Somerset Railway, which goes from Bishop's Lydiard to Minehead. And coming back the other way, of course, you're going to want to visit Sheppey, although you'll probably be too late, so you'll have to do that on another day. So find somewhere to sleep, maybe the back of your car or something, you know. You can do it. I've done it. And don't forget, while you're there, the Quantock Hills. You are going to see fallow deer upon fallow deer upon fallow deer. Yes? It's very dear to me, that part of the world. It's most extraordinary and wonderful. And if you want to really go for it, go to landmarktrust.org, might be .org.uk, and go for Robin Hood's Hut. Right, Robin Hood's Hut is going to give you a view across the Severn, right up to the highest mountains in South Wales, right up to Cheddar Gorge, and right down the Severn. You know, I mean, it is just utterly glorious. You're going to be absolutely, I mean, money can't buy this sort of thing. Just book it, pay for it, and find that money can pay for this sort of thing if you've got the money and you book it, you know. So that was landmarktrust.org.uk, Robin Hood's Hut. My mum was one of the few people who paid to restore the bloody place. So just get yourself there, shift arse, and enjoy yourself. And go on the West Somerset Railway and explore the cider farms, particularly Sheppey's, which is just up the road. And don't forget the Quantocks, and watch it. I mean, seriously, watch it. There's an amazing harbour there that's been turned into a marina, and there's just so much to do, even in a tiny place like Watchet. It's a tiny little museum. It's so good. It's like a fisherman's hut, but it's turned it. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you the absolute goodness of that area, right, from Taunton to Minehead, if you go the country route or the train, you know, ideally. It is absolute time travel. And it is going to refresh your soul like crunching into a tart Somerset apple. Preferably one that's been scrumped. Okay? So there you go. A little bit of Italy, a little bit of Somerset, and lots of great destination ideas. And crack on. We're going to try some more ciders. And also, let's get out into the orchards and see what it's all about. Come on.